There is a real underlying threat to our situation, and that is deception away from the truth. What the traditional and modern system does not have is truth on their side. This is why people are so passionate when they do acquire the truth. And the failing system does not have the passion either, so they simply cannot win and shut us down. Our truth and passion will rise above all, but you must be part of it, otherwise they will create their denatured and artificial reality that really does feed itself, where we may not even have the ability to stand up for ourselves, to speak for ourselves, or to represent any real innate truths. What is innate will be far mixed into the confusion that already is mass information, mass media, mass drugging, mass food poisoning, etc. So that divide and conquer can manifest, so that power is maintained and people are controlled, and the reality belongs with those who want to live the longest and believe in all that is denatured simply by their position, but also their belief and long bind to evil bound to the termination of agenda. So are you determined for truth? Because if you aren't doing anything, their determination will set their beliefs to action. They will get done what they want to get done simply by such willpower and nature of our own blind belief, independent willingness to obey such. Just like the European white race that lives today, and Native Americans, whose history and ancestry built this nation, and all the boomers who can be vocal and know a lot but don't really speak outward or actively act upon anything, you know, they will sit back and let their culture and values die, while others presume social higher power due to oppression, when we are all just used for this bigger agenda of creating one race, whether that be binary or robotic merging, or one currency, cryptocurrency, one nation, a new world order, or one online shop, perhaps Amazon, or one religion, that being government or money, or one search engine like Google, or one information transmitter like controlled television and internet, all concernment is censored, and one drug which is considered the cure or the pill to the ill, one food which is a multivitamin supplement or mass-produced genetically modified crop for overconsumption, yet it's modifying us as overconsumers, one eatery which is trust in fast food or a particular preparation or a particular methodology, one environment which is mass immigrant cities, one technology that is smart technology, one operating system, that being Windows, one music type, which is 440 hertz pop music, one war, that is for Israel, and one political party, all the same, one form of taxation, which is theft, one form of slavery, which is your life to the very essence, and so forth. But, you know, there are many of us right now, yet we are all doing one thing, not speaking out, not doing anything truly productive. So, which is not being afraid of really anything, right? Including questioning and speaking the truth, actually helping others, loving others. You know, say you are all you want, but you're more than likely a robot of the many robots that exist, despite your nature being the opposite. It's either this goes to somebody who truly tries voice and action and strives given their current situation, or someone who did not realize the true power that they have and will start to utilize it, or someone who willingly knows they have given power over others, the public who gives, part of influential positions and will do nothing about it in any way in any opposition to the current system. So with actual truth representation will come controversy and censorship. And if this isn't seen, then the truth really isn't being told to the public. But how will we see it if everyone is shut down and doesn't care more than already? Some people will never wake up. They are too denatured. Irony will be played on you. Peace and security will be used on you. But you cannot forget who you are. Literally, place your focus elsewhere, and you may never find yourself back to where you began, back where you belong, who you are, the ancestors who worked hard for you to become you, the child at heart to become you. Put worth to your very being. Otherwise, your being will not be. Come back to your body, or you will not be any body, and there will be less of everybody. You read words that by their very nature are faulty in perception, and I ask not to believe me, yet you will believe certain people for who they are, thinking of their humanity when they are far from humanity, masking to speak on behalf of humanity. Therefore, I as one who is to speak, makes me not one to trust or believe. Will anyone admit to this irony? Well, if they did, they wouldn't be on the public stage, and if they were, they wouldn't want to be. I shouldn't have to say these words, nonetheless speak of this at age 19, but the more we create, the more responsibilities it takes to maintain. And then in order to understand this complex world, you must understand much of the complexity that remains. And it could be overwhelming, especially if you are in need of changing it. Few will face this reality, this challenge, but it's the video game and research study on life as a whole. It took me years, emotional ups and downs, writing after writing, observations of all sides, etc. It really just isn't easy, coming to terms with this reality, but I started young to come to terms with it, and I took it upon myself by mere destiny and mystery in the forever rabbit hole of actually finding the truth. If you did want to get closer and closer to the truth, you would need to first take down the billions of barriers we already built for ourselves, and you've grown into and cannot even comprehend. All those things to take into account, and you know, why do you think some of the greatest of all writings came from the past? I also guarantee more natural environments during that time, with less distraction, sometimes even fasting, and growing their own food, truly experimenting with medicine, not simply taking what was told from some textbook or person who told them. So, I never said we won't revisit the past, but nobody is looking at what is present or past. And I'm asking, how much pain will you and your family take going through this process, cycle, life of environment? Are you truly expressing the self, not just yourself, but the self? Why do you think it feels so good for people to color their hair, get piercings, get a fancy house or car, come out of the closet? I'm not saying to do that. I'm saying these things are created to imitate the true transformation of being expressive and then content. People feel trapped with no other choice or gravitated to do something while saying, I can do whatever, it fits me best, why not, or something of the sort. It's your discretion, all is, and I'm fine with that, but realize it is. Okay, that's all I ask for. Am I asking too much if I question the nature of our humanity and the nature of influences bound and binding us, and just how willingly we are to obey? I'd say I'm simply looking at the cloud that is above and natural, while everyone else is looking at the cloud that is what we created in imitation and is artificial, to where we store data and contents, yet are stuck and dependent on its access. You aren't sleeping at night, and so with dreams that are deeper messages from the innate self and nature, so when are you sleeping? During the day of doing? Where you watch the movie instead of produce it, you play the game instead of create it, or eat the food instead of making it, and for others? And in this time, the only dreams of messages you are getting is planted within your life, unknowingly as sort of a lucid dream, but not from nature. You know, the artificial reality is then at work. You don't know you're in this illusion called life. And after all, they really do all the planting for you, and you are what you eat, right? So again, are you contributing by being productive, of being expressive, of being as your nature intends uniqueness?